Welcome to Classic Reviews, it's Entertainment Talks podcast for reviewing classic television shows, video games and films. I'm your host Matthew, and this is the Season 7 Rankings. Don't always feel like doing this, but it feels almost like tradition at this point, and it would feel weird if I didn't. Anyway, it's going to be short, sweet, simple, and to the point, no waiting around. We've got six things that I have watched this season, one of which is a season of TV, and the other five are films. We've got, in no particular order, Gremlins, Alien, A Bug's Life, Mission Impossible, Only Fools and Horses, and The Goonies. That is Only Fools and Horses Season 6. Season 6? Yes, Season 6. So, keep that in mind. I'm just going to jot that down so I don't forget. Season 6. Alright, let's kick things off here. We've got number six. I'm going to put, now, in terms of ranking these things, I know that it's weird to compare, like, Alien with Only Fools and Horses Season 6. This is just a simple kind of, here's six things I watched, which of them did I enjoy more than the others, and I have come up with an answer. Number six is going to be Mission Impossible 2. This is probably the, out of all these six, this is probably the one I actually didn't enjoy out of all of them. I at least enjoyed these other five in some way, shape or form and to varying degrees. I'm not going to sit here and explain with each one as to why or why not. I've already done the podcast for them, but that one I just felt to be the most disappointing. Not a bad film, just one out of all these that was the most disappointing. At number five, I'm going to put Only Fools and Horses Season 6. Again, not a bad season of TV. One I didn't find as funny as I would have wanted to. I understood the jokes, they just didn't all quite land with me. But a very well-written season of TV that did have some very good and very actually surprising character development. So, there we go. Number four, I'm going to put Alien, my first entry into the Alien franchise. Very much enjoyed it. It's quite simple, again, but it's a very good stepping stone into that franchise. It uses its pacing really well for the most part. And the whole facehugger thing and all that, I just really quite enjoyed that one. Number three, I put this more down to dumb fun that I had with this film. Gremlins, I'm going to put at number three. Finally got to see what all the fuss was about with Gremlins, understand them, and of course go through the rules of the Gremlins and learn all about that kind of stuff. But you could put it down to a popcorn flick, but it's a film I still very much enjoyed. Number two, I'm going to put The Goonies. Yep, just The Goonies. Which is a film I really, really enjoyed. Has a good amount of heart to it. I really enjoyed the actual end of the film, the last sort of 5-10 minutes. A lot of heart, a good amount of empathy, a good kind of fun traditional spiritual kind of 80s, I guess 80s kids adventure, is that what we're calling these things now? Like in the same spirit of a Stranger Things. Obviously Stranger Things is not from the 80s, but it takes inspiration from it. But just kids from the 80s going on a fun adventure. I still didn't quite like the first half of that film, but it is rewarding later on, so I quite enjoyed that. And then maybe it's predictable here, but number one, I'm gonna put A Bug's Life. Still holds up very well. Some good and interesting echoes of Toy Story in there. Not a copy and paste, but some good echoes of it, some good thematical stuff. If you do look at it in a certain way, it is a surprisingly deep political film in terms of control and power and other things. For those of you that haven't watched the film for a while, go back and watch it and you'll see what I mean. But some good laughable moments, some good comedic moments in there and that sort of thing. Some really good drama in there. And in terms of making it a little bit different from Pixar's other films, of course it was only their second film after Toy Story 1, has a bit more of a survival aspect to it, which makes it stand out a little bit more from the crowd. But I very much enjoyed that as well. And that's that. Yeah, to keep it simple, I'm not going to do like the full outro or anything else like that. But if you do want to support what we've done here or what I've done here on the seventh season, I can't believe I've already done seven seasons of this. It's, I can't remember what year I started actually. But, well, Entertainment Talk's been running for 8 years and I've technically done eight seasons because one of them was a Disney Pixar spin-off sort of thing. I don't remember doing this in the first year of Entertainment Talk. I could be wrong about that, but I don't know. Again, feels weird to say Thanks for the support because I haven't released these episodes yet. Look forward to our content in the new year. We're gonna have things like Last of Us this year, which feels weird to say in 2024. For you, this will come out. I haven't figured out the date yet, but this will definitely be out at some point in January. So thanks for supporting us in 2024 and stuff like that. Yeah, again, the usual kind of stuff. If you want to support what we've done, word of mouth, listen to more stuff, that sort of thing. If you've got any questions, comments, things to say, whatever, methodentertainmenttalk.org, Twitter eTalkUK is information in the show notes. Geek Town, as always, go and check that out as well. Geek Town Radio Tuesdays. Yeah, that's kind of it. I usually do keep these episodes quite short. It's a simple little rankings of six different things. I don't really know what to do with video games. Because for those of you that don't know how I do this, I literally try and clear 2 or 3 days. And apart from, eating and taking small breaks and stuff, I do generally watch a film or watch the season, the whole thing through, trying to do that without stopping, record the podcast, do it's a bit of a binge kind of thing for me. Because I can't kind of, it would feel weird if I did sort of an episode of this and then left it for a week or something. I like to get the whole season kind of done in one go. I would like some suggestions if any of you can think of a, if any of you can think of a better way to do this or an easier way to do this. I also do feel slight, not overwhelmed, but I have got so many films still to get to. Even if you just look at Indiana Jones and Mission Impossible, I've still got a bunch of them to get to, and some Superman films. It is intended to be a long-running kind of series and stuff, but I just would li I would like a bit of a different way of doing this, but I don't quite know what that is. Because doing this weekly is it. I've tried to do that before. It just doesn't sit right with me. Because in terms of the effort, I guess you could say it doesn't take a lot of effort. It does take a lot of time, though. So, anyway, all that being said, thank you very much for listening. I will see you for season 8. Possibly next year. We'll see how things go. I was kind of wondering, and maybe this is the tiredness in me talking, or the maybe the burnout or whatever, however you want to sort of phrase it. I feel like I am burying this series a little bit. And I'm wondering if I should take a year off from Classic Reviews next year for 2024. And rather than not doing anything for Classic Reviews, to re-promote all the old episodes. Because there's a, I just feel like I've got a lot of it. And when I look through like our most listened to things recently, it doesn't get picked up a lot. And I think I just need to kind of refigure out a little bit what I'm doing. I know which films I want to do, and I want to do them kind of the all the TV shows, and I want to do them relatively the same way. But maybe a little change to the series might help, but I don't know exactly how to do that or what to do with that. So if you've got any suggestions, do let me know. But anyway, thanks very much for listening, and I will see you next time. Goodbye.